The dogma of purgatory is another abomination in the golden cup. Vatican II says that although Christ suffered to bear our eternal punishment, we must personally suffer to expiate the temporal punishment due for our sins. And you're anathematized if you deny that. Sin, I'm quoting Vatican II now, sin must be expiated through the sorrows, miseries, and trials of this life, or in the next life, through fire and torments or purifying punishments in purgatory. The souls of those who died in the charity of God and truly repentant for their sins and omissions are cleansed after death with punishments designed to purge away their debt. Yet, in blatant contradiction, at the same time, out of the other side of its mouth, Catholicism says, well, but we don't really have to suffer. Masses and rosaries can be said, even after one's death, to reduce one's suffering in purgatory. For those who die wearing the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and fulfill certain other obligations, she promises to go into purgatory the Saturday after their death and take them out to heaven, so they don't have to personally suffer. Christ's sacrifice on the cross was not sufficient, but its alleged repetition in the Mass, if done enough times, will eventually get one to heaven. Moreover, good Catholics may offer their suffering to release souls from purgatory. Padre Pio manifested the stigmata for 40 years to pay the penalty for the sins of the world so that souls could be released from purgatory. Of such alleged saints, Vatican II says, quote, they have carried their crosses to make expiation for their own sins and the sins of others. They were convinced that by their suffering, they could help their brothers to obtain salvation from God, unquote. Catholicism has indeed filled that golden cup with abominations. For centuries, the payment of money brought deliverance from purgatory and passage into heaven. That practice eventually sparked the Reformation, as you remember. Who can forget the infamous sales pitch of the Dominican friar Tetzel, commissioned by Pope Leo X to reap a fortune for Rome? Quote, as soon as the coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs, unquote. This was nothing new. Rome had consistently sold salvation for centuries. Again, we say, she has, quote, made merchandise of souls of men, unquote, Revelation 18:13. Popes published lists of every crime from incest to piracy to murder, with a price for which the church would give absolution for each. For example, a deacon guilty of murder could be absolved for 20 crowns. The anointed malefactors, as they were called, once pardoned by the church, could not be prosecuted by civil authorities because the church reigned supreme. Here's a further abomination filling the woman's golden cup, selling tickets to heaven that end people up in hell. Similar practices continue in Roman Catholicism today. Here's a mass card. One may obtain a mass card from any mortuary when the names of the deceased and the donor have been filled in and an offering given to the church. The priest places the card on the altar during Mass, allegedly reducing the time of suffering for the deceased in purgatory. Of course, the church makes no guarantee how much suffering will be shortened or how many more Masses must be said before the gates of heaven can be opened. Consequently, multiple Masses are purchased, hoping that eventually enough will be celebrated. A friend's father died recently, and he told me that $2,000 in Mass cards were purchased at the funeral, and of course, many more will be in following years. Some Catholics claim they don't believe in indulgences, but Vatican II declares, quote, the Church condemns with anathema those who say that indulgences are useless or that the Church does not have the power to grant them, unquote. Vatican II provides 20 complex rules governing indulgences. Just give you one. Rule 17 explains that the use of a crucifix, rosary, scapular, or medal, quote, can gain a partial indulgence, but if this object of piety is blessed by the Pope or any bishop, the faithful who use it with devotion can also gain a plenary indulgence on the feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul, unquote. Here's another abomination filling that gold chalice. What kind of God grants favors depending upon whether a priest or a bishop has blessed some scapular or medal and whether it is used on a feast of Peter or Paul? And favors, remember, which the sufferings of Christ upon the cross could not procure.